Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today's episode of
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Real Ghost Stories Online is brought to you by Warby Parker. Try Warby Parker's free home try-on program. Order 5 pairs of glasses to try at home for free for 5 days. There's no obligation to buy. It ships free and includes a prepaid return shipping label. Try 5 pairs of glasses at home for free at warbyparker.com/ghost. Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, did a dark spirit begin to follow a young woman from place to place? What did the spirit want? And why will it not stop following? Plus, did Jenny encounter the ghosts of children's past on a recent trip to a hospital? That and more today on Real Ghost Stories Online.
Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
And it is 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. We would absolutely love to hear them. And if you want to help keep our show on the air, become an extra podcast person, an EPP, you sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. With that, you get all of the bonus episodes, brand new ones every single week. You get our archive of episodes, our episodes before they're released to the public, commercial free. Our ebook, audiobook, lots of extras there to help keep us on the air. Think of it, you can do it for yourself or maybe someone as a great holiday present. Just sign up and send them the info that you signed up with. Create a login, create a user form, and then boom. Digital gift that they will love. Do an annual membership there for them. Get 1 month free when you do the annual membership too. Patreon.com/real ghost stories or ghostpodcast.com. The two places to sign up to support the program. Tony and Jenny Brewski joining you once again.
Hello.
Hi. So this is something we didn't talk about in the last episode, but we'll talk about it here. You are kind of wondering did you have a paranormal experience recently?
I am, with the wonderful stay at the hospital that I just had.
Tell me about it. Well, tell us about it.
You know, stayed in the hospital with Olivia while she was hooked up to everything. And you know, nurses come in at all hours, take vitals. You don't sleep well in a hospital because you're constantly interrupted. So nurse had just come in about 3 a.m. and because I looked at my watch to see what time it was. And anyway, took her vitals, left. And there was 2 little kids playing in the hallway. Giggling, laughing, running around, playing in the hallway. Heard no adult voices. Heard nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And this was not in the room next to us. This was in the hallway. And I'm just like, okay, surely a parent or a nurse is going to stop these kids.
Yeah.
This went on for an hour. And I, you know, I don't like to put up with shit. So I would have gotten up and gone and checked. But my fear was I was going to open the door and there's no children there.
Yeah.
And that would mean Jenny would never sleep in the hospital again. So eventually I fell back asleep, but Olivia heard this too.
Yeah.
So, but Olivia and I are both sensitive. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to figure out, were these real kids that were just running amok for an hour in the middle of the night?
Yeah.
Or were they not there anymore? Because surely a nurse would have tried to, you know, tell them to calm down, quiet down, go back to the room. Or a parent would. Even if a parent wasn't staying there, a nurse would have.
And it's not so much that you're complaining that kids were making noise at night. It just seemed very out of place to be doing it at 3 a.m. in the hospital like that.
For that long.
It does. It seems odd.
So anyway, I did the total Jenny thing and chicken shit right out of that and didn't go open the door. Like, I don't fucking care. I do a paranormal podcast. I ain't opening that door.
You could have totally opened the door. And what if there was like the black-eyed children standing there saying, can we come in? Use your phone?
No. I would have called you and you would have been spending the rest of the nights in the hospital with Libby.
That would have been creepy.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have gotten to meet a black-eyed child.
Oh, that, boy.
That would have been a kind of exciting.
You would have made a friend and brought it home.
So, interesting. At the end of the day, what do you think?
Well, people in general are more inconsiderate now than they used to be. So it mm-hmm. could go either way. But I would think in a hospital that nurses would have been like, okay, you know, others are trying to rest. And honestly, for being in the middle of a pandemic, this floor that we were on, it was us and one other room that had people in it.
So that was good. I mean, it was not the main hospital. It was a children's, so that was...
Yeah, yeah. In fact, we had to get special permission because of Libby's age, because she was past the age limit to go, but yeah. It kept us out of the main hospital where things are really bad right now. Mm-hmm. So I don't honestly know if those kids were there or not, but the morning before, I had gone down to get a coffee, and I had noticed a little memorial garden with a bunch of little pinwheels in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe that was on my mind. Maybe it was because I noticed that kind of stirred something up. I don't know. But it bothered me.
Yeah, I would be kind of bothered too.
Yeah.
Wondering what exactly you just experienced there. I, you know, obviously we've heard many, many, many stories on the air over the years from hospital workers with similar type stories.
And I don't want to say, oh, it was 100% paranormal, because I don't know that. Yeah. But damn, if you're letting your kids run around the hospital at 3 a.m. when other sick kids are trying to sleep and their families.
Yeah.
That's just terrible on you.
It's just, yeah, it is bizarre. Thank you for sharing that story with us. We do greatly appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. I'll call in again sometime.
Call in again sometime. You're welcome to call anytime you'd like.
Okay.
Become an APP if you'd like to.
Oh, I might do that. We'll see if I can do that. Can I get a bunk bed bell? Awesome.
There you go. Let's go to a letter here. It says, so this ghost story dates to when I was young. Lived in a house in Lawrence, Indiana, and everything was going well. But around the age of 5 or 6, I started experiencing strange acts that were blind to the human eye. My first experience in that house started with voices in my room upstairs. The voices would speak to my parents, siblings, and my name, and sometimes it would scare me to the point I yell for my parents every night. My dad was on the road half the time, just my brother, my sister, my mom, and me. My mom barely listened to my stories and always believed that it was just me being a kid and having an imaginary friend. After a while, things started to pick up, and I started hearing footsteps and actually seeing stuff I couldn't explain. One night I couldn't sleep and it was a Wednesday night and all of a sudden I felt an evil presence enter my room and immediately I pulled my blankets up and over my face because I knew if I looked, it would be right there. Not soon, I decided to yell for my mom and after I lifted my blanket up, I saw my sister's room and I saw two figures standing near her dresser and they both looked at me and I remember screaming so loud for my mom, I started crying. I no longer live in the house, I'm 19 years old. I still think whatever it is in that house still calls me. I felt like it wants me to come back. And if it is still there, then I hope it leaves and is not demonic or evil, like I felt. Sometimes I wish I could get closure and visit that house one more time and release the feeling of it still being in my life. I visited a lot of haunted places and still can't figure out why I started at this young age, but I know my eyes did not deceive me and I know I still feel it. If you read this, I don't mean to sound childish, but I know something evil was in that house. I still feel and remember. If this is still out there, I'd love to confront it and ask it to leave it. It has bad intentions. Interestingly, I felt like I've had connections and always been fascinated, but never knew why demons would draw me until I remember that house and my experiences. If this reaches you, then I hope you understand that I know what is out there, and I hope you believe me.
I would not go back to that house no matter what, no matter how strong your urge is, because something may be trying to lure you back.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to fight that, especially if you are convinced yourself that there's something evil in there. You don't want to go back because you're not going to help the situation. You're not going to release whatever's there to go back to where it came from. You're being lured back for a reason.
Yeah, I would say it wants you to come back so it can attach to you probably be the reason why, you may be feeling that way.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, definitely resist that urge to go back there because that's not going to end in any positive way.
Right.
So, we hear that sometimes. We hear that about strange places that otherwise you would think, you wouldn't think of as being haunted, or if it is in fact haunted. Oops, that was not an EVP. That was me pressing a caller button. But you hear of those places where they have just strange things happening at them, and then they can't explain it, but they keep being drawn back no matter how unhappy it makes them.
Mm-hmm.
Or how evil they feel it is. It's like, but for some reason I was kind of at peace, but they only kind of feel that way after the fact. That's not good. That's something that's trying to bring you back over there. So be very careful about that. Don't go back there, because I think it's far more powerful than what you could, or anyone really, can wrap their mind around dealing with.
Yeah.
So thank you for sharing that experience with us. I do greatly appreciate it. I had a nice long call all ready to go that someone had sent in like on their mobile device, and I pulled it up. It was like about 12 minutes long, and I looked at the WAV file and like half of it's completely missing. So they must have like muted their mic midway through it and didn't realize it.
Oh.
So I had to just dump that one there, because I always, before I the calls make it into my queue for being airable, I check the front and the back of them just to kind of make sure, they're there and they're coherent.
That it's not a call and then I forget to hang up.
Yeah. But that was like, darn it. So that one's gone. But so anyway, that was not an EVP you heard just before. Did we have any EVPs on the air this year? I think me and Harp did once.
You did?
We thought we did. It was weird. It was a weird sound during a phone call.
Hmm.
And even the listener said, what was that? It was more than a month ago when that happened. And I said, well, honey, I think you just found your first EVP. And she was so thrilled.
Tell you what, the girls are getting more paranormal action than we are.
Yeah.
And I'm not complaining, but between Libby's, catching the shadow people on video and then Harp's EVP, they're little magnets and that kind of concerns me.
Scariest story of 2020. I'll give you a moment to think about it.
Okay.
You're great at picking these things out. I am not. Because I don't remember things. But this is not the last show of the year. This is the last show that Jenny's on for the rest of the year. Tomorrow's episode is Carol. And that's the last of the regular. Well, I take that back. There's still going to be weekend episodes. No, actually, there won't. It'll be the last of the regular episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Of the year. EPP episodes continue 300, every single week, 52 weeks, 52 EPP episodes every year, no matter what. So those don't stop. But as we traditionally do, Christmas and New Year's week, we play best of. We take a little breather.
You can take a break from playing my story that I wrote.
It's already scheduled.
Oh, God. Why do you do that?
Because everybody's looking forward to it.
It's not a tradition. It's a tragedy.
Yes. That would make a great, like, something to put on, like, a piece of wood, like, burned into it. It's not a tradition. It's tragedy and, like, calligraphy.
I don't understand why you play it every year.
Because people like it. No. People request to hear it.
Well, they can go back to that episode. We'll find what episode number it is and give that out.
It's like you're one of the most requested stories. It's the top 9 at 9 and you're number one all the time.
No.
So deal with it.
It's embarrassing, honestly.
So it's there. So that's why I'm kind of like doing retrospective type thought things of the joys of 2020. All right, back to our conversation in just a moment. First, I want to thank our supporter today, Warby Parker. I love these guys. Warby Parker, founded with that rebellious spirit at heart and a lofty goal to create boutique quality eyewear at a revolutionary price point. They offer eyeglasses, sunglasses, contact lenses, and eye exams. Warby Parker is committed to providing exceptional vision care and online and in stores. These guys have awesome, awesome glasses. That's the takeaway, if you will, for awesome, awesome prices. In fact, you guys can try Warby Parker's free home try-on program. 5 pairs of glasses to try on at home for free for 5 days. No obligation to buy, and it ships back free, prepaid return shipping label. You have nothing to lose. Just to try your 5 pairs at glasses at home. They'll send them right to you. It's so easy to do. Go to warbyparker.com/ghost. I have done it, and I have picked out my pair, and I'm really excited. The quality, what you get from Warby Parker, you will be amazed by, especially when you see the price points. You're like, whoa, these, like this? This is, I mean, you'd expect a higher price point, but it is not. That's one of the nice little like surprises that you get when you get your eyewear from Warby Parker. The quality, the options, the everything, it's just so good. You got to check it out for yourself. warbyparker.com/ghost. As an end of your treat, too, you can even save 15% when you purchase 2 or more pairs of Warby Parker prescription eyewear. It includes eyeglasses or sunglasses. It is a limited time offer that ends at the end of the year, the 31st of 2020. So I would highly suggest getting in on this while you can here before the end of the year. If you need help choosing frames, take a simple quiz, answer a few quick questions, and they will suggest something great looking. Glasses that are totally personalized for your face and style. Warby Parker styles range from extra narrow to extra wide to fit all different faces and shapes. It is awesome. Warby Parker even offers contact lenses now, including their very own daily contact lenses, Scout by Warby Parker. It's comfortable, breathable, affordable contact lenses, 90-day pack, only about $55. In addition to Scout, Warby Parker also carries a wide variety of other contact lens brands, including Acuvue and Biofinity as well. And sunglasses start at only $95, available with prescription. We're getting into winter. You think sunglasses are just a summer thing? Uh-uh. If you got snow on the ground, you want sunglasses. Trust me. That reflection, not good for your eyes at all. Anyway, Warby Parker, check it out for yourself. I absolutely love them. I picked up my glasses. I did the quick quiz, and then I picked up my 5 glasses. They sent them to me within days. I was amazed how quick they showed up. Tried them all on, picked the pair that I want, and now they have my prescription, and they're going to be coming back to me. So I am super excited. And you'll see me and the pairs on some videos that are coming up here too. Anyway, try Warby Parker's free home try-on program. Order 5 pairs of glasses to try at home for free for 5 days. There's no obligation to buy. Ships for free and includes prepaid return shipping label. Try 5 pairs of glasses at home for free at warbyparker.com/ghost. That's warbyparker.com/ghost. So think about that while I play this caller. Okay. Hi, you are on the air.
Hi, Brewskis. My name is Jessica. I'm from Wisconsin, in the Ozaukee area is where I grew up. I did call once before. I kind of just like was nervous, so I rushed through, and some of it probably didn't make any sense. And it was probably 3 different stories put into one. Anyway, so I'm going to just say one of them. this one kind of means the most to me because it has to do with my dad. And in August of 2015, I got a call from my mom's house that it was the police saying something happened to my dad. And so, you know, I go and he ended up taking his life. And it's unbearable. But I would say, I stayed at my mom's house for about a week or so. And then, I had to get back to work, of course. So when I got home, I was going to Target and I called my mom. I was going to check in on her. And, she was over at my sister's house, which she has two boys, and the phone picks up as I'm walking through the automatic doors at Target, and I hear a male voice saying, "Hey, Jess," and it was something different about it, and I'm like, that's not my nephew's. And all of a sudden I say hello, you know, or somebody says hello, and it was my nephew. So the line, they didn't even pick up on the other end at that point, I guess, is what it really sounded to me. And it hit that I think it was my dad. And so I told my mom right away, because her and I are both the same. We believe in all this stuff and my other sisters don't. So we talk freely about it. And I told her, I think dad just said hi. Like right before my nephew picked up, there was a voice. And I truly believe it was my dad just kind of giving his, letting me know he's okay and kind of letting us know that he didn't, I don't know. We ended up finding his letter on the computer and I don't know what it was, but it sure felt like him. Just how it all played out. It was a voice before the phone line picked up on the other end, and it was just very, very strange. And then, you know, my mom would get visited by him in a lot of her dreams. And it's a tough thing, but then, you know, it's can't do anything about it. So that's the one that meant the most, is being able to hear my dad one last time. I want to thank you for having your program. It's awesome. I do. I've been listening forever. My friend got me onto it years ago, and I just, yeah, can't stop listening. Thank you again. I will call in with other ones, and they're not like really scary things, but I don't know if you would, but if you have any questions or anything, you can call me at my number.
And we don't need your number, but thank you though.
I guess I kind of have a soft spot for her story, but I will say this. I think that it was nice that she got to have that one last, you know, that one last chance to hear her dad's voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's really special. And I don't doubt that that's what it was. I've always kind of had a suspicion based on stories that we've done or, you know, we've had over all these years that there's a high rate of people that have taken their own lives becoming ghosts and not necessarily crossing over.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's because they can't or they won't. So I really feel like, you know, when somebody takes their life, they're still here.
Is it because there's still unfinished business, you think? They're still there, you know, to watch over something or what?
I don't know why. Yeah. But, I mean, how many suicide stories have we had where it's a ghost?
Sure. Sure. Yeah, I would agree. Thank you for sharing your experience with us here on the program. 855-853-4802 is our number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Okay, best story of the year, in your opinion, thoughts?
That is very, very hard for me to come up with. And I'm not just saying that because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but to be just blatantly honest, one of my new meds makes my memory terrible. Mm-hmm. So the only thing that I can come up with, I have kind of been fascinated by the Mothman stuff, mm-hmm. and how it's almost kind of prophetic, you know, as far as corresponding with tragedy. Mm-hmm. And I almost wonder if Mothman has, you know, not something to do with COVID, but kind of a symbol of an oncoming tragedy.
It's interesting because we started talking a lot about Mothman prior to all, you know, all the COVID and everything. And there's some people that will connect it to the bridge disaster years ago. Was that in Pennsylvania?
The
original Mothman?
I don't know.
I'm horrible on remembering these things. It was out in that direction. And then it all stopped. And then the Mothman spottings around the Great Lakes have been what everybody's been seeing, mm-hmm. In that area. So in my mind, I was kind of like, well, it's like surrounding the lake. Like, I wonder if there's like something going to happen with the lake. Like,
I know.
Like, is there going to be like a big tanker that goes, like another Edmund Fitzgerald?
Right.
Is the Badger going to go down?
That's what I've been afraid of.
You know, because that's, you know, or there's another ferry that does passenger service out of Milwaukee. It's smaller, but still, I mean, anything like that would be horrible. I was wondering about that. But I the thing is, the sightings continue through all of the shit show. And a lot of times with the other Mothman stuff, it's like when the shit show started, it stopped. Mm-hmm. So does that mean there's still more shit show to come? You know, or what? Or is it just completely unrelated and Mothman's just part of the new normal?
I don't know. I just took the fact that he started showing up again and we're going through this and just wondered if there was a correlation.
I don't know. I wonder if anyone else feels there is or has some other insights other than ours that would say, yeah, I think that I'm very interested in opinions on that.
On a personal note, I think the scariest thing I heard this year is that there are bodies buried very near to our property.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. Horrible at the same time.
Yeah. So
it does make you wonder every time one of the dog runs up into the yard holding a bone in their mouth. You got to kind of make sure, is this a cow bone?
Yeah.
And luckily, they are.
They've
all been cow bones. But yeah, just kind of discovering that there's unmarked graves right yonder.
Mm-hmm.
Right over there. I'd like to know where they are.
Of course you would.
I would, because I'd like to respect them.
But they're not on our property.
I know, so I can't do anything with it. I wonder if we found out where they are, if I could just like buy that like little plot of graveland and be like, I just want to buy the graves and then take care of them. That's all.
And that there we go. We got to move again because we are officially the weirdest people in the town.
I don't think I could say that.
No.
That'd be an odd conversation with the neighbors. They wouldn't want us to buy the graves. But no, I mean, if we ever did end up having that little piece, I can you identify that? I mean, is there like any sort of like sonar type equipment that could, I mean, there probably is, but I don't know if it's like easily or remotely affordable to use on your property.
I think you'd have to contact somebody at the college, which fortunately, you know, being so close to Fayetteville, yeah, we have a large university that probably would have a department that would be able to come out and, mm-hmm. and do some sort of research to see if there are graves there or not.
But then do you ever want that, let's say like they do find
then that stains your...
Forever.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I'd kind of rather like do it myself.
Oh.
I don't know, like, you know, DIY body finding. I don't know how you would do this. It's not like you can go to like, you
know, rent, tell you a rent story. A center. If they're in brass boxes and they're cremated, I know how to do it.
We got two metal detectors in the storage room right behind me.
Yep.
If they're in brass boxes.
But if they're just buried in wooden caskets, then you're screwed.
Unless they have metal on them.
Yeah.
Which they probably don't.
I don't know.
Unless I'm wearing a ring or something. I don't know. And I wouldn't want to disturb them. I just want to give them their due respect is how I feel. But
there's a picture in one of the antique malls.
Yeah, I know.
And every time I see it, I wonder if it's them because there's some kind of draw there. And it's a very rare and unusual picture. And I really would love to have it, but I have no reason to have it other than why am I drawn to this?
I know. I know exactly the picture you're talking about.
And I want so badly to ask the people that own the antique mall if they know the history of it or, you know, take it down and see if it has names on the back. But
I've never taken it down.
No, but I don't know why, but I love that picture.
Can we hang it in the office?
The thing is, there's some reason I'm drawn to it because you know that, I mean, there's been, what, 4 pieces of art that I've bought recently that just for some odd reason I was drawn towards, and then we find out later why. Beyond the battlefield picture.
I wonder if it's connected to here.
I don't know. It just, it's a very unusual picture.
It stood out to me before we've ever even talked about it, too. Mm-hmm. And I've, you know, I wonder if that is the family. I don't know. It's interesting.
And I wish we could give more detail, but we can't.
Yeah. But I wonder. As far as the creepiest story this year for me. Well, there was this pandemic that started going around that really kind of sucked.
That does not count. I got one. A crazy man walked into a gas station and was frustrated by the lack of people wearing masks. So he yelled, "Wear a fucking mask." Oh, wait.
That person was me, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
That was a moment of...
What is the opposite of a Kevin?
Karen.
No.
Oh, opposite?
Mm-hmm. Because like Karen's like, "I'm not going to wear a mask." Remember how we were...
Vigilante?
I don't know.
I mean, that's kind of how I feel sometimes with my opinion.
I don't know.
I don't know what that is. I mean, utter frustration. I don't know. Well, I think what the kicker of that was what going into that gas station and people opening the door with their shirts,
mm-hmm.
but not wearing any masks. It's like, you're going to go that far, but you can't put them in. Yeah.
I got picked on for wearing a mask at a gas station in a town that will remain nameless.
Yeah.
And so I told them that I had COVID and that's why I was wearing the mask.
And did it scare them away?
They backed up.
Good. Yeah.
And I'm just going to let them worry for 2 weeks.
I think that's fair game. If someone's actually going to harass you for wearing a mask, you can scare the living shit out of them. I think that's...
I think it's very insensitive that I did that considering where we are right now. This was at the very beginning. Yeah. This was like probably March. And mm-hmm. maybe 1,000 people had died, which is still 1,000 too many. But considering where we are now, I do feel guilty that I did that. But those people should not be harassing people that are trying to stay healthy.
No, I don't think, I mean, going up to someone and actively doing that who is trying to do the right thing is not right. I mean, it's just not. I mean, so I think, I don't know, I think you had fair game for doing that. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to the caller. Hi, you're on the air. Let's hear your real ghost story.
Hi, Tony, Jenny, Carol, and Harper. I would like to share my story. And it happened like a couple months ago. I've been listening to your podcast for over a year now, but I have not become an EPP member yet. My name is Bella. I'm from Colorado. And this is my story. So, about a couple months ago, my cat Louise died. She died from kidney disease, and it was very sad because she was close to me. And a couple days after she had died, I have this little cubby set up for my cat to sleep in, and she was, and my cat Chloe was growling at it, like really growling and hissing at it real bad. So I just picked her up and showed her to it and said, "There's nothing there." And then she scratched me like hell and ran away. This kept happening over and over. And then it stopped. But then it happened again. Except this time she was growling and hissing at her favorite pillow that she liked to lay on. And now I know Louise. She liked to lay everywhere. She was just the sweetest cat. And then it like all stopped. And recently, my great uncle died. He was found dead on the floor of his home. And he used to smoke cigarettes. And on the day that we found out, after we found out, I could smell his cigarette scent. And I thought, wow, he's with me right now. And then everything just stopped. Nothing else happened. Oh, I also forgot. Once my door, its handle literally turned and opened the door. And usually my dad does that when he tells me something. And I opened the door open. I went over there and nothing was there. And you could obviously tell when someone was coming up the stairs, and I did not hear anything. You couldn't tell anyone going down the stairs or anything like that. And this house was built a while ago. And we moved right after the Black Forest fire. But I don't think anyone died here. Anyways, that's my story. And I look forward to seeing it on the air, if it is on the air. And keep doing what you guys are doing.
There you go.
I think the Chloe cat was aggravated that Louise was taking her spot.
Yeah.
I think Louise was like, "I'm dead. I'm taking whatever spot I want."
Yeah.
So, and as far as the uncle and smelling the smoke, that might be his goodbye visit.
Yeah, I think that's pretty common. If you got that smell, you're going to emit it in death too, turns out. And yeah, I think pretty straightforward on exactly what happened there with those experiences. Thank you for sharing those stories with us. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. I guess what I think was one of the more interesting events of 2020 was the picture. The
war picture.
The war picture. I think that one was, and if you've listened to us at all, go back in the archive, a picture that Jen had in her life years ago that she had no idea about where the picture was of or where it had taken place or anything, came back into our world and is of our area right here. And it's just bizarre the way it all happened.
Yeah. So, where is it?
I think it's back here.
Okay. Because I was going to say, if it disappeared, I'm going to be pissed.
It didn't disappear.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be creepy though? If it like literally just poof.
Yeah.
Disappeared. And I'm pretty sure it's because we were going to, are we still hanging it in here? Do you want to hang it in here?
I'd like to hang it
okay.
in here.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, I think it's back there. Yeah, that was an interesting one. I don't know. It's been such a blur. I still, Go ahead.
I was going to say the weirdest thing for me this year is the fact that I can miss work and my 8-year-old can fill in and do my job.
That is kind of interesting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the advantages of the show this year. Harper, who would used to join us once a year for a quick, you know, 3-minute, you know, on the mic ghost story, now can completely co-host an episode and fill in for you when you're sick.
And she does a damn good job. So it's kind of like, okay, great. I have an 8-year-old work ability, right? No,
she has a 37-year-old work ability. Yeah. That's what that is.
I know, but it's still kind of strange. I'm like, I can't make work today. Can Harp fill in for me? Can she put down the Barbies long enough to come to work?
Yep. She sure can. It's LOL dolls, by the way. We're all aware of that because she'll still bring up LOL dolls on the air.
And slime.
That's the only way you'll know that she's 8.
There's a packet of just slime sitting here. And half of the leather is picked off the armrest of my chair from her nervous picking. Yeah, so.
That's she fidgets with the slime and then she picks at the chair.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 2020 for you. Slime and picking at chairs.
Yeah.
That's how that goes. Well, that's going to wrap up the episode for today. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we wrap up the fine year of 2020 with your episode on the air? We'll have another new one tomorrow with Carol. And then probably one for the weekend. But
if this is my last episode for the year, I just really hope that we're looking at a better 2021.
I think we are all hoping for that. And we shall see what it brings. But show's not stopping. We're just going to do our normal holiday thing. You'll have a new, brand new EPP episodes, some of our best episodes of all time over the holiday weeks. Every day you got releases out there, and
you're going to air my story again and I apologize.
Gather the family around.
No.
That shall wrap it up. If you like the show, keep us on the air, become an extra podcast person, get those new EPP episodes every week, the archive, get advanced episodes, ones for 2021 that are already released to EPP bonus members. So you can just already jump into the new year right now if you want. Check it out at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Jenny and all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Brisky. Thanks for listening.
Doing taxes the old way meant handing everything off and just hoping things were moving. But now, you can feel confident your taxes are being handled right with Intuit TurboTax. Now you match with a TurboTax full-service expert. Just upload your documents right in the app, and boom, they take it from there. Start to finish, you've got a dedicated expert working your return. They check every deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome, so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And now you're not guessing what's happening, you're seeing it happen. TurboTax gives you real-time updates on your expert's progress while you go about your day. Run errands, grab a coffee, live your life. You're always in the loop. And if a question pops up, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Taxes are finally transparent, easier, and handled. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax full-service experts. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that 1 in 4 honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on home updates at Menards. Transform your floors and walls with stylish Mohawk porcelain tile. 12 by 24 inch urban forged tiles combine a bold modern look with the timeless beauty of natural stone for a stunning result. Plus, they feature StepSure, an advanced slip-resistant technology providing safety without compromising style. Save big money on Mohawk porcelain tile. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
When Kohler, global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, asked me to be their ambassador for timeless, elegant, durable cast iron, I said, I'm in. Soon after, I was in their Kohler, Wisconsin foundry, watching molten iron poured, enamel applied by hand, and the beautiful finished pieces ready to ship. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron has been crafted by incredible artisans, and seeing it firsthand gave me a whole new appreciation for their craftsmanship. Now, I'm proud to lend my stamp of approval to my favorite Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and enduring style. Shop my curated picks at Kohler.com. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.